From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. Missouri's House Ethics Committee is continuing its investigation into House Speaker Dean Plocker. The Missouri Independent reports the committee is investigating Plocker for misconduct while in office. The allegations against him include filing false expense reports for travel his campaign had already paid for. Last week, the Ethics Committee questioned members of Plocker's inner circle. The committee's findings will not be public until it issues a final report. It's still unclear how much longer the investigation will be and what, if any, actions the committee will take against Plocker. The number of people in southern Illinois and Missouri will swell today as eclipse chasers hope to catch a glimpse of the moon completely blocking the sun. Carbondale, Illinois is celebrating their second total solar eclipse in 7 years. Eva Fisher is the spokeswoman for the city of Carbondale. She says the town is lucky to have a second eclipse so soon.
This area is special. It's filled with a lot of quirky, creative people. So the energy of having this eclipse twice here, it just feels right for Carbondale.
City officials say they expect roughly 30,000 visitors to descend on the town for the event, bringing in big tourism spending. The 2017 eclipse generated $15 to $18 million throughout southern Illinois. Representative Cori Bush is making another push for radiation exposure funding as Congress returns to session Tuesday. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
Bush called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act to a vote. The program gives funding to people who are sick after living or working near radiation from World War II-era efforts to build nuclear weapons. It does not currently include St. Louisans. Karen Nickel is a co-founder of Just Moms STL, which is advocating for this funding.
People have died and are still dying. Our children are sick and have died. The amount of waste we still have in our community is unbelievable.
The Senate passed a bill extending the funding and expanding it to people in St. Louis in March. If the House doesn't act, the program will expire in June. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Association of Black Students at St. Louis's Washington University is rallying to support dining hall workers. This comes after last month, when students allegedly threw eggs, stood on tables, and used racial slurs in front of primarily racial minority workers in a campus cafeteria. In a statement on Friday, university spokesperson Julie Flory said the private school's policy is not to share details. But she says the school is working with students and others to address concerns. On Friday, the Association of Black Students organized a sit-in at the cafeteria to write thank you notes and show support for the workers who were present during the alleged incident. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.